Back now with Day to Day from Union Station in Kansas City. Oh yeah, the Kansas City sound from the jazz great who made his name here, the late Count Basie. And if there are any regrets about the Kansas City jazz era, the 30s and 40s, it's that so many of the greats are gone now. So it's good to encounter Myra Taylor and discover she is still at it.
I like swing music. I like a beat. And I learned that right here in Kansas City, you know. Those musicians in those days when I first started out, I mean, they had a beat that you would recognize any place.
Myra Taylor is 90. 90. She was a teenager when she started tap dancing in clubs around 18th and Vine, where Kansas City style began.
Dig, dig, dig our ride. Dig, dig, we've hit our stride. Dig, dig, dig our band. If you want to get it, yeah, but then dig it.
That's Myra performing Dig It, which she wrote for the Harlan Leonard Band back in the 40s. She was making $25 a week. She sang in satin evening gown she bought for $7. Cute, she says, but real cheap.
So my finger got caught into a string, and I kept singing and just kept wrapping around, thinking it was going to break any minute, you know, break off, and it didn't. It just kept on wrapping around my finger. And so by the time when it did stop, that was just about the time I finished singing. I walked off the stage, and the people just kept on clapping and hollering more and more and more. And I was just fixing to go through the door, and they just kept hollering more. So I turned around. When I turned around, there was the whole ruffle down on, because it was one long ruffle. And there it was right at the microphone, you know, where I left. That's what they were laughing about. But I thought that, you know, it was because they really did like me. So that I couldn't go back out. I just waved out and went on through the door. I've had a lot of funny things happen to me in life.
Dig, dig, dig this tune.
Myra Taylor, she's done everything. She's forgotten nothing. She hands out show business tips like hiccups. She would sing hits the way Ella Fitzgerald did, she told me. And then on a gig in Texas, another musician talked about what she was doing.
You sing and then people will come to you and say, "Oh, you sound so much like Ella." But you ought to hear Ella sing that song, boy. I said, "What?" He said, "Yes, that's what they do." He said, "You're building Ella up. You're not building yourself up. You're building up Ella." So when I left there, I went to Buffalo, New York, and a man heard me sing, and he owned a radio station. So he's had me to come up and do an audition. He's going to give me a radio show, you know. And I was stupid enough to go up and sing Stairway to the Stars and as close to Ella as I could get. When I come off, I was all smiling. He looked at me and said, "Had I wanted Ella, I would have hired her." And that was the end of that. So I said, "No more anybody. I'm just going to be me."
Get your coat. Get your hat.
And that's what she's done with her own club in Frankfurt, Germany for years and on tours throughout Africa and Asia and all over this country. Myra is back in Kansas City now, where she began, performing still with three other singers who call themselves the Wild Women of Kansas City.
Of all my traveling, all the things that I've, places that I've been and things that I've done, I've been happier with them than anybody I've ever been around in my life.
And we're live in Union Station with this weekend treat. Myra Taylor and the Wild Women of Kansas City Live. Ladies, take it.
Ekum do you kumbaye.
Juya ekumbaye.
Ekum do you kumbaye.
Juya ekumbaye.
Alex and our day-to-day crew have been in Kansas City the last 3 days, thanks to our friends at member station KCUR celebrating their 50th anniversary. Happy birthday. Special thanks to KCUR staffers Laura Ziegler, Bill Anderson, and Patty Cahill. At Union Station, thank you Mike Smith, Lisa Obinoff, John Kirkpatrick. And that jazzy version of the day-to-day theme we've been hearing this week, it was specially arranged for our Kansas City visit by Tim Whitmer and performed by Tim and the KC Express. And thank you to the Wild Women of Kansas City, Geneva Price, Lori Tucker, and the incomparable Myra Taylor.
Do you kumbaya? Do ya kumbaya?
Bama, Bama, Bama knew.
Do ya, kumbaya.
Mama, Mama, Mama knew.
Do ya, kumbaya.
Old folks sit and pat your feet.
Do ya, kumbaya.
Young folk dancing in the street.
Do ya, kumbaya.
Rooster crowing in the yard.
Do ya, kumbaya.
Mama's in the fields working hard.
Do ya, kumbaya.
Ekum do ya, kumbaya.
Do ya, kumbaya.
Ekum do ya, kumbaya.
Do ya, kumbaya.
Wild Women of Kansas City. For Madeline Brand at NPR West, I'm Alex Chadwick at Union Station in Kansas City, Missouri. Let the trains and the music roll. Wild Women, go.
Might take a train, might take a plane, might take a bus. You gotta come with us. I'm going to Kansas City, Kansas City. Here I come, Kansas City, Kansas City, Kansas City, Kansas City. Here I come, Kansas City, Kansas City. Crazy little men there, and I'm gonna get me one. Kansas City, Kansas City.
Standing on the corner, 18th and Vine.
Kansas City, Kansas City.
Standing on the corner, 18th and Vine.
Kansas City, Kansas City.
With my Kansas City baby and my bottle of Kansas City wine.
Kansas City, Kansas City. Might take a train, might take a plane, might take a bus, you gotta come with us. I'm going to Kansas City, Kansas City, here I come. Kansas City, Kansas City, crazy little men there, and I'm gonna get me one. Kansas City, Kansas City, standing on the corner, 18th and Vine. Kansas City, Kansas City, standing on the corner, 18th and Vine. Kansas City, Kansas City, with my Kansas City baby and my bottle of Kansas City wine. Kansas City, Kansas City, might take a train, might take a plane, might take a bus, you gotta come with us.